Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey everyone, hope you're all doing well. This week's episode of the Get In Her Home series is such a valuable one for new listeners or those that just want the best of the best. In this episode, we look back at Series 1 and take some of the top tips from some of our favourite podcasts over the past couple of months. From self-building to going with a builder, renovating, interior design tips, saving money, and lots, lots more. This episode is an easy listen, and if you're enjoying a particular clip, you can always listen to their full episode down below too. Thanks again to everyone for all the support receiving with the podcast. It's really funny. The podcast was like a secondary outlet to the YouTube channel, but we've noticed the podcast growing a lot more than the channel itself. So if you're enjoying listening to the podcast, do let us know and be sure to check out the actual YouTube channel too, where you can see everyone's homes that we talk to on the podcast. Okay, so first up is an extract from our chat with Niamh and Mark from at Passive Build on Instagram. They talk about council contribution fees and how the fees vary from county to county.
And what sort of contribution fee did they ask for then?
Wow, wait until I tell you. Waterford, our planning fees are $9,000 for
for a house over 201 square metres. I think you're into a €9,000 planning.
And what size square foot is this house?
280.
Is it?
Yeah. So like once you go over, if you build 200 square metres, you'll be around $5,000. If you build 201, you're $9,000. It doesn't really matter if you go 301 or 401.
Or really, it's either 5 or 9.
Well, that's just for Waterford. I think in Tipperary and Cork, I think it's per square foot.
Well, it is. It's based on square meterage, but like I suppose I knew the fee was going to be around 9,000, but it's a huge cost.
Especially at the start of your build, you know, when
cash
is low. And
that's it, planning insists you pay it before you start. We held out as much as we could because when you're self-building, cash flow is
so
critical.
Yeah.
And they're insisting on their 9,000 up front. So I think that needs to change, to be honest. But like I spoke to people then that had recently built in Cork, and a similar size house in Cork was around €3,500 contribution. And in Wexford, it was around €3,500 as well. But if you build an A2 rated house or better, they gave you back half that fee.
And this was actually a passive house. Actually.
Yeah, so we were even better than that, but we still had to give Waterford County Council €9,000.
I think Mayo is the best place in Ireland to build. I think it's only like
750
euro to planning fees to build a house in Mayo. Yeah, but you look, it'll all change now in the future.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
I think it's just crazy what a couple of hours down the road could mean and how there's such a difference in fees. Like, it's just insane. Next up is this super short and sweet top tip from our most recent episode with Cyril from Mannion Build.
Good design. It's all about design. If you have bad design, you've nothing, because you're looking at it forever. Good design, clever design, good architect. Never be beaten. Yeah. Simple as that.
A real straight talker, Cyril. Love it. Next, we caught up with Luke from Hardcore Home on Instagram before Christmas, and with the level of interior design in this place, his top tip had to be about how to go about decorating your own home.
A lot of people look at their house and they're like, they don't know where to start. Like, if I start in this room, I won't finish it. If I start in this room, I won't finish it. So I take one room by one room, and that's what I done when I moved in here. Like, I got the keys and 48 hours later, this room was half painted, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, they're like, why are you not moving vans, or why are you not moving things in? And I'm like, no. First thing I done was I went to Woody's, I got Dulux in backdrop, and I said, I'm painting the sitting room. And I literally had it completely painted in 48 hours after having the keys. And I was like, because I had this vision in my head for so long, I was like, this is what I want.
You knew.
I knew what I wanted. And I was like, I bought this table in gold and dark glass. I bought these lamps, which I had. I had the sitting room more than any other room laid out in my head, because I knew it was a big room. I knew it was going to cost probably the most money in the whole entire house. So I was like, I'm going to focus on that. And that's why I started painting. I started decorating. The feature wall came in December, 2 months later. Again, that was a major focus. I could have put that money into the garden or, you know, somewhere else in the house. But I said, no, I want a feature wall. I wanted the fire. And that's something I want to focus on. And that's why I completed this room first. But just take it room by room. That's it. A lot of people get overwhelmed and they think about money and the costs. It's just about working room by room. And you can only do that once at a time. And that's what I definitely recommend for anyone starting with a new build, is don't try and do everything at once.
Not too far away from Luke was Maureen and William from the Instagram account @TheRyansHouse, and they had some great advice for getting a mortgage advisor.
For me, the first one I would say is get a good mortgage broker, because the start and trying to finalize your mortgage is stressful, and knowing what you need, there's a lot in it, like between local needs stuff, getting letters from schools, the local parish priest, the football club, all those kind of things, to gather up all that information, all your work pay slips, your bank statements. Get a good mortgage broker who just takes a lot of that stress and headache out of it. I know for us, our mortgage broker, I couldn't recommend him highly enough. And he just laid it out in an email saying, this is what you need for these dates.
Yeah.
We sent them on, and he pretty much put our application together, got it sorted. And he's been with us the whole way through the build, whenever we needed him, any advice, even things like the Help to Buy scheme. Obviously, you get that for bills as well, and things like that we weren't sure about.
Yeah.
And he just told us what we need to do or how we need to do it. And then
next up was Kira and Sean from Our We Self Build on Instagram, and how they moved back from Canada, and to finish a build, they make big sacrifices to save money.
When we moved back home, we moved in with my mother.
Oh, okay.
And renting was just never an option.
No.
We just couldn't justify it in terms of, you know, no.
It was hard coming back from living by yourself.
Yeah, so we'd obviously had our own apartment for a couple of years in Canada, and to come home and live with your parents again, it's not easy, but in the long run, it was the best decision for us. We were able to save because of that. I don't think we would have got as far if we, you know, were out renting.
No,
definitely not. No.
I'm sure they were glad to see the back of you when you were moving in.
I don't know. She said she would have happily kept us for longer, didn't she?
Did.
I don't know how true that might have been.
I'll have to run it by her again anyway.
Paddy from Daly's Construction was all about ICF construction, and his particular tip was centered around the ICF process and how changes can be difficult to make later on in the process. So it's important to get your design and plans right from the start.
Do you hate working with self-builders?
No, honestly don't. Because I suppose another side of it, a lot of them don't have any experience, so it's good to be able to make sure they're getting the right guidance to it, you know what I mean? As you've seen yourself, my courses as well, it's just good that they know the right and the wrong. So no, I don't.
And
we start building this up, it goes up so quick, you can actually get an idea of your openings, right? So you might want to make changes as a self-builder. Now, depending on the changes, at the end of the day, we are building off your plans, what you've been approved and what you've given us and what we've priced. If the end of the day, if it's not too big of a change, you're happy to change it. But if there's a lot of work involved, obviously then it's way another cost.
Breed from A House and a Home on Instagram had advice for those that are self-building and managing tradesmen.
It's kind of almost like plaguing them, in a sense, if that makes sense, that you'd kind of give them, like, say, for example, the plumber, you would say to him, like, I'll be ready for you in 4 weeks. And I suppose the way I looked at it was that I was one job in his oceans of jobs that he had going on. So if I was to keep telling him and updating him, like sending him a text message saying, hybrid here again. I'm going to be calling on you in 3 weeks, calling on you in 2 weeks. Are you all set for next week? And if you kept lining them up, you knew that they were coming. So I kind of felt that that was a really good thing to do, rather than just assuming that they'll remember, because they're so busy and they're going to so many houses. They can't probably remember everybody, do you know, and they're brilliant.
And it's not about plaguing, you know, you're being nice about it.
No, yeah. But you just, you, I suppose you do feel like...
I think
like,
that's really good advice though. Yeah. To stay in contact with your trades.
Constantly, and, yeah. And I think like one quick text message, and like even they appreciate it as well, like, or a quick phone call and it's all sorted. Yeah.
And like, I think another big thing as well is just that communication. You know, you don't want somebody to come and go, you never told me that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To have that communication there, I think is really important.
Next, we have Connor from Tribe Architects in Galway, and how to know when you've found the right architect for your home build.
Big believer in personal relationships, and this is, it's, I suppose it's, I won't say it's intimate, but it is quite a personal relationship when you get into the design. So that's very important. But also, do they have time? You know, does this architect have time to dedicate to this? And if somebody rings me up and asks me, do you have time for this? And if I don't, I'll simply say no.
Right, yeah.
You know, so you want to make sure that you want to try and trash out your expectations as well with your architect. You know, what do we expect you to do? And, you know, some people's expectations of what an architect does would be a little different than what we do actually do. You know, so it would be important to have that conversation as well. And the biggest, I suppose, it comes back to it again, but the biggest one is if the conversation doesn't flow.
If it doesn't flow, yeah.
Yeah, if there's no kind of rapport there, I'd be probably just, you know, making a few more phone calls to see if there are others out there, you know.
Niamh from the Instagram Knock at New Dawn House stressed the importance of having a good outdoor and garden space.
And then I have the pergola then to the back, which I absolutely love. And it's just such a great outdoor space for family, friends. I'm hoping to use it a lot more now, I suppose, when, you know, we're out of this COVID. But, you know, it's nice to see people starting to walk in the door again and to be able to show people around.
And they actually enjoyed this space.
Absolutely. I mean, I work out there, train in it, sit out in the evening, have my meals when it's warm. Just sitting, enjoying the glass of wine. And yeah, I really love the pergola. And I think, you know, I think we've learned to use our gardens a lot more, spend more time in them. And I've noticed a lot of people are putting a lot of money and investing into their gardens. I just think it's, you know, if it's one thing you do when you're planning is, you know, leave room for maybe a pergola or a nice outdoor space. You know, I can sit there no matter what the weather is. It's just so handy.
Especially for people that maybe have a little bit smaller homes or bungalows like yourselves.
Exactly.
It's like an additional room.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, as I said, I spend a lot of time in it. And it's like an extension of the kitchen, really. Just once the doors are open, it's like, you know, bringing the outside in, which we all love to do.
Next up, Kieran from KMC Homes advised those on the fence between self-building and building, and how if you go with a builder, you're actually paying less VAT.
I think, I suppose there's a few things feeding into it. I mean, if you're really looking to save money, is it cheaper to do it yourself? In some respects, yes. No, you're paying different VAT rates. Like if you're getting a plumber in to do some plumbing work, he's charging you 13.5% VAT. If you're buying timber and you're going to get another carpenter with the timber up on the roof, you're buying that timber at 23%. Now, if you're getting it all through a builder, you're getting it all at 13.5% because he's supplying and fitting the whole building works. So he's charging everything at 13.5%. So you are paying a bit more VAT if you build it yourself because you are paying material at 23%. So that's one thing. It really comes down to how much time you can give it and how much headspace you have to give it. I mean, if you're working in an office or you're working in a multinational company, you can't leave your office from one end of the day to the next, you won't be able to be on site. And if you're not on site, you are the project manager, you are the builder, you are the person who's insuring the site. And what goes wrong? Like the plumber knows how to do his job, and the plasterer knows how to do his job, and the electrician knows how to do his job. But where the plumber and the electrician are meeting to tie in on hooking up a heating system, you need to be in the middle of all that, making sure that's all being coordinated. Then you need to get it commissioned by a third party, which is the people who are supplying the heating system itself, air to water now, for example. There's a lot of interface there, and that's where you're needed. That's where a foreman's needed in a building company, or the builder of a smaller company. You're needed for all those interfaces. You're needed for all the junctions. So it really comes down to how much time you have to give that project. Now, if you are someone who's in the trade, I'd say that very few people in the trade who use builders, because they can do some of the work themselves, they have friends, yeah, and they can bring in and get good prices from them, and they have the time to give. They might be there every afternoon because they're doing something else in the morning, or, you know, if you're in the farming community and the houses you're building on your own land, so you'll be coming and going the whole time, and again, so it works very well. But again, if you don't have the time to...
I suppose it just depends on the lifestyle of the person living in the first place.
It depends on how much, yeah, like, do you think you're going to add value to it, yeah, by being there? I mean, if you haven't a clue about building and have little or no interest in it, you're not going to be adding much value. If you're fairly clued into that and you have a strong interest in it and you think you could drive good bargains and you can give it the time, then it could very well work for you. So you will save money by doing it yourself. But then, I suppose, depending on what your hourly rate is on your day job. I mean, if you're making big money on your day job and you're spending most of your time instead of billing out on your day job, working on your building site, maybe it doesn't work for you at all. So it comes down to the person, really.
Nicky and Colin from House at Ballycoose on Instagram, and on how Nicky had planned her kitchen before they had even had a block laid, and how it's important to always go with your gut.
I did go looking at kitchens before we even had a block laid, because I was excited about it. And because of that, we were able to move that window early in the process to give me more space to put units. I was sort of going, I can't believe I'm going to look in the kitchens. And one of my friends said to me, she had extensively renovated her house. And she says, no, see any decisions you know that you have to make, make them, because you have so many down the line that you don't even know you have got coming your way yet. And that's definitely a good piece of advice.
Yeah. And where your gut feeling is, should I do it now, should I do it later? You're always better doing it now. That will all sorts of things, like, definitely. Go with your gut.
It might hurt the pocket in the short term, but it's worth it in the long.
Finally, Lydia Noone from New Build Ballet on Instagram took us through interior designing on a budget and how sometimes you just need to go with things that look good but don't cost a fortune.
I suppose with regards, you know, the actual interiors and couches and furnishings, we did a lot of them on budget because, you know, I think if you look at, you know, I know we added in accents of pops of colour in places, but you don't necessarily look at the quality of it, you look at the aesthetics of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I suppose... Yeah.
They have a lifespan of 5 to 8 years kind of thing. You're going to be changing them anyway. So, like, I suppose our recommendation would be, like, something like that, you don't need to be spending
a fortune on, right? You know, just buy something designer brands, or, you know, go with things that look good, that you're happy with. You know, the colour, the texture obviously matter. But... you know, I suppose you can always change those things down the line. They're superficial. You know,
I think it's really important to get your main things right.
The foundation of the house, right.
Yeah.
You know, put the money into your insulation and your windows and the things that actually, you know...
would be very hard to change in the future.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or very expensive to change.
Okay, so that's it for today's episode. I know a little bit shorter than usual. Hope that's okay with everybody. We are working in the background on building up a lot more content for the 2022 series, so please bear with us. Be sure to check out everybody's episodes that you liked an extract from this episode. They're all below, and I'll also post all their contact details, or Instagram details more like, in the description box below. And finally, if you are enjoying the series and you are enjoying the podcasts, please, please, please consider leaving a review on whatever you're listening to this on. It's funny, we've received so little reviews on the podcast platforms that we're not even sure how many we've received, because you have to receive a certain amount before they tell you how many you've received. So if you're enjoying the content, it'll cost you absolutely nothing and just really helps us to get found and to be seen by more people. Okay, thanks, and see you all next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.